persona poem. And then after I read this poem, which is kind of like his cry out in the universe for to be loved more, then I want, which we all have, then I want to invite, because we have this wonderful opportunity to hear from his brother Jay, mm-hmm. reading some of his poems, and to hear from his poet nephew, Yosef, also going to read a poem. So this is Alan's voice in my imagination. Sun melts ice. I understand aloneness. I was built for it. The gravestones of poets grow horse herb and ivy, and I visit with a glass jug of tea to groom them. A full moon yanks me to a different era, and I follow it. Employers need a reliable plan. I can't provide it. Potential spouses suggest promises I don't understand. I understand aloneness, but in midlife, I'd like to enrich it by contact. With copper wires to conduct sound, a pulley, a bucket, and my whimsical postage stamps. I do crave connection, not like a priest slaps his own back with knotted ropes in penitence, but like a convict whose friend shares half his hamburger left over from dinner. I'm shy, ginger, unsure if I'm worthy of calling upon, don't know if my God prefers attention or privacy. If God likes silence, I have whitewashed my walls. If God likes it raucous, we can mambo with stray dogs, curse and kiss every queen. But did God give up on me a long time ago? Or is there a seat reserved for me, my sidecar in the stars? The radio said a new planet was discovered today in our solar system, a 10th celestial body farther out than Pluto, called 2003 CIS. A number for a name is not very loving. This planet is covered in methane ice from its formation, which meant it never came close to the sun. The unknown planet is waiting for warmth. Me too, I cry. Pick me out of the lineup. I'm portable as a rock. Boil the ice off. Oh. Sweet Alan. So, imagined Alan's voice. Now I invite those who share his genes to come forward and share.